Hi guys, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti. This is episode 93 and I hope you guys are well since the last time you listened to this podcast. I hope you're well. I am doing well. Welcome to this amazing episode. So yeah, first things first, remember to like and rate this podcast. If you like it after listening to it, turn on your notification button so that you're notified when I drop an episode. That is every Wednesday and Friday. And then I have a new... Did I tell you guys? Okay, I think I did on the last episode that I already uploaded the Unspoken on the Road vlog. So now I'm editing a new vlog, which is going to be up sometime this week, I think on Wednesday. So look out for that. So anyway, welcome to this amazing episode. This is episode 93. Yay. 7 more to go. 7 more to go. By the way, I already started the question thingy on Instagram. So I'm seeing the questions coming in and I'm loving the questions. So you guys keep sending your questions and I'm gonna answer all your burning questions. All your burning questions on the 100th episode. I'm really looking forward to it this month. By the happy new month. Did I tell you happy new month? Yeah, I didn't. I think the last time we spoke, the last episode was, I think, October. So happy new month. Wow. So November is finally here. Like, we can just say, like, the year is just coming to an end. Like, Mwakeshaisha. What? Mwakeshaisha, even the Mwakeshaisha and things have happened. Like, how crazy is it that a lot of things can just happen in 1 year? And there's some things I think I remember, and then I'm like, okay, that happened this year. Like, I feel like by the time my year is ending, you have lived like several lives. Is it me though? But I feel like me, by the time the year is coming to an end, I've always like lived several lives. I've done like I have life has changed really fast. I think that's what I mean. Like, you feel like you've lived several lives because your life changes. Life keeps moving. Life is moving quickly. Anyway, I don't know if it's just me, but welcome to this episode. Sorry, I have like my voice. I don't know what's up with my voice, but welcome. And today's episode, I'm going to talk about things I've learned to appreciate more. This was inspired by last week's episode. Things, as I get older, the older I get, the less I need to. And this is a new one. Things I've learned to appreciate more. I think from here to the 100th episode, it's gonna be just like lists, unless I get something in between. But I have a couple of lists of different lists of things, like things I appreciate more. Then the next episode is gonna be something to do with creatives, something to do with creatives that changed my life. Like, I don't know. I don't want to give you guys spoilers, but that is what you need to look up forward to until the 100th episode. Anyway, things I've learned to appreciate more. As I get older, I feel like the things, like when I was younger, I didn't appreciate them more. I didn't know the value they had in my life. Like, I didn't even know the value. But since I'm getting older, I'm just like, wow. I'm really happy I have this. Like, I feel special. I feel like humbled. I feel like it's an honor to have this in my life. So the thing, like, I've really got to appreciate more as I get older. The first thing is my peace. Yo, never underestimate having peace, just being peaceful. Like, you're just ukutuna man. Like, there's nothing stressing your mind. You're okay. Never underestimate that. I think I used to underestimate that a long time. But as I get older, honestly, I appreciate being peaceful. Like, I'd rather just be broke. Like, I'd rather be broke with no money, but I am at peace. Like, I'm just at peace. There's something about just being peaceful. Like, I'm broke, but there's nothing disturbing my mind. There's nothing like really stressing me out. I'd rather be that. I'd rather be lonely and just be alone, but I am at peace. Like, my mind is peaceful. There's nothing bugging me. There's nothing like is really on my mind that much that is stressing me out. Honestly, I've come to appreciate peace and just having peace, having my own space and being peaceful. I've really come to appreciate that. Another thing I've come to appreciate as I got older is health, guys. Health. Just being healthy. Like my body functioning well. Like my body can function on its own. Like I can, never underestimate that. Like, I think I really got to underestimate, I got to really appreciate health more when I went to visit my dad in hospital the other month when I talked about it on the pod. Like, I really, when I saw my dad, how sick my dad was, I really appreciated being healthy more. You guys, never underestimate that. And go on checkups, by the way. It's really advisable to be going on these frequent health checkups. It's really advisable. Take care of your body. Take care of your body. Like I said on the previous episode, like one of the episodes, like your body is, how your body is doing. Your body is the real evident of how you're doing in life or how you're taking care of your life. So take care of your body. Don't underestimate the just being healthy. Do not underestimate. And not being able, not waking up in the hospital. Another thing that I've come to appreciate as I get older is family. Yo, having a family, having people that, because I realized as I get older now, this is the time that I've realized that in this life there's no one who's ever gonna have my back as my family. I learned that the hard way. There's no one ever who's gonna have my back as my family. Like, no one. Like, at the end of the world, if I do even the worst mistake in this world, it's always my family that will have my back. So, shout out to family. I think I didn't really appreciate family more when I was younger, when I was back in high school, when I was back in my early 20s in university. I didn't appreciate more. There were times, like, I remember when This is actually true, and it's so bad. When I used to be back in university, when I used to be in campus, I wasn't that close to my family. Wasn't as close as I used to need to be with the family. Like, I used to stay a while before talking to my family members, maybe even my brothers at times, my dad. I used to take a while. It used to take me a while to even talk to them. I'll even go, let's say a month without talking to my family, even 2 months without talking to my family, which was so bad. But nowadays, I try to be close, as close to my family as I can. I try to be involved in their lives. I try to support them wherever I can. And it's really amazing. So I've really grown as a person in that sector. So, man, because I've come to realize, like, I've come to appreciate my family more. Having just a family, having my back, having that, I've come to really appreciate that more. I didn't really appreciate that as much when I was younger. So, yeah, I've come to really appreciate family. So, you guys, if you're listening to this and you have a family, and maybe you're not in good terms with your family, you have issues in your family, it's normal. All families have that. But I'll take it from me, please try and make amends. If you can, try and make amends. Try and be close to your family. Man, family. At the end of the day, Smanga, East West, home is best. And home is family. Family is home. So, yeah. Think about that. Another thing that I really come to appreciate as I get older is having my own money. Just having my own money, like having, like depending on myself, like being independent. And I know we always say, like, something of, you feel like you don't, it's good to have someone to provide for you. I know that even as a girl, but just having my own money, there's just something nice about that. Like, I don't like depend on anyone. Like, it means I can live life on my own rules. Like, I can live life on my own terms. You know that if you don't have your own money, you can't live life on your own terms. Like, someone will have to control you. Someone who's giving you the money. Someone will have to control you. But having my own money, it feels like I live life on my own terms. I can do whatever I want. I can be wherever I want. Like, it gives me freedom, by the way. It really gives me freedom. And I am so grateful for that. And I appreciate it so much. Like, I just having money. Like, it has also helped me to avoid a lot of bullshit and entertain a lot of bullshit people. So, having my own money, I've come to appreciate that more. Yep, so much. And I think that I've really come to appreciate as I get older is just meeting honest and genuine people, just meeting honest and genuine people. Like if I just know, like, wow, this person is so honest, like we vibe, and I'll be like, you're so genuine, you're so honest, like you're such a nice people. Meeting kind people, honest, genuine people, and then they're so real. I've come to appreciate that more. Like meeting people who you feel like you connect with them, you feel like your life makes sense when you're with them. Like you appreciate, like you feel like they bring some sort of light in your life. They bring something to your life. Like you feel good in their presence. Like, and they're so honest, they're so genuine. They want the best for you. I've learned to appreciate having such people in my life. Attack my equipment moja out. I've really learned someone that I can be real with them. Someone that I can be vulnerable. Someone that I can be myself. I can be my true self around them. And them, they can also be the same with me. Mm-mm. That is underrated. I think I've really come to appreciate that. And I'm yearning to meet more people like that. People that I can be vulnerable with. People that I can be real with. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, we can, I don't know. Not even in a relationship perspective. Like, people, like, even friends. It's, I think it's just difficult to always get, like, nowadays, I don't know. I don't know if it's something, but we just get honest, genuine people. Because, and genuine people, and people, like, who will, like, people who you'll have a long-lasting friendship, a long-lasting connection. That I appreciate more. I hate these meetups when you meet someone, you meet with people, you become friends for like a month, you talk for not even a month, like 2 weeks, 1 week, and then the fire dies off. So I know there's such things, but I really don't like such. I like that when we meet someone, then you have this connection, even if it's a friend, we have this connection, and then they're so genuine, and then they can be real with me, and then I can be real with them. I appreciate that. I really do. I really, really, really do. Another thing that I've come to appreciate more is myself. Myself, where I am right now. Not even myself. Let me say, I don't think I've put it well. My journey. Let me say my journey. I've come to appreciate my journey more. My past and my journey. Because the things that happened to me in the past, the things that I did in the past, the things that everything that I did in the past, people that I met, everything. When I think about it now, I'm like, okay, that's why that happened. That's why I was there. That's why this did not happen. That's why I'm filling in the dots. When I think about it now, the things that happened in my past, they're making sense now. The people I met in my past, whatever happened, like they're making sense right now. I'm like, okay, so I experienced this and now it's making sense. It happened because of this. It happened. Now I'm seeing why it happened. I'm really appreciating my past more. Because sometimes, like everything happens for a reason. Actually, it's true. I've really come to believe that. Because now things happen, I'm like, oh, that's why I met that person. That's why I went there and this happened. Like, it's happening for a reason. I'm now appreciating my past more, my journey, everything that has happened. I'm really appreciating them more because everything that happened has led me to this moment right here. Like, today, it has made me who I am here today. So I'm really appreciating that more. Like, things, the things you cross your paths with, they're happening for a reason. You're crossing those paths for a reason. So, yeah, I'm really coming to terms with that. And I'm actually appreciating that more. Another thing that I've come to appreciate more as I get older is being young, being bold, being beautiful. Just that, like just being young. It's good to be young, and it's good to be young, to be beautiful, to do whatever you want. You just feel nice. Because the things that when you're at a certain age, as much as manga's life begins at 40, they say that, but the things that when you're a certain age, you can't just do. It doesn't even feel right for you to do. Utambua. Now this 40-year-old woman, look at what she was caught doing. This 40-year-old woman, look at what she was caught doing. This 50-year-old, this what he was quoting, this, the things that at a certain age you can't do, but being young, I feel happy, I feel free, and being beautiful, like, oh, it's so nice. I feel like when you're young and beautiful, especially as a girl, you get a lot of attention. You really get a lot of attention from people, and I'm enjoying it now because there's a certain age when you get, as a woman, you don't get that. Honestly, you don't. That's true. Yeah, that's true. There's a certain age when you get as a woman, then the things, the attention you used to get, you don't get more attention. I know, it's not only, it's not only me. As women, as girls, we love attention. That's true. We love attention. So now I appreciate now how I'm young, I'm beautiful, I like the attention I'm getting, which I know, but there's an age I'm going to get, like 40, maybe late 30s, 40 there, 50. I'm not going to get the attention that I'm getting. I'm not going to get as much attention as I'm getting right now. So I'm appreciating the attention now. I'm appreciating being young, being beautiful now. And I'm soaking it in, and I'm just delving in it. And I'm just appreciating. I'm coming to appreciate that more. I'm learning to explore, because I'm not going to be this young forever. I'm not going to look where I look right now. I'm not in the next like 3 years, of course, I'm not even gonna look how I look right now. As women, our body matures quickly. That's true. So yeah, appreciate yourself now. Enjoy your being young. Enjoy your being young. Enjoying being beautiful. Enjoying being young. Do explore the things you wanna explore. Do adventure. Chase adventure. Like, do those things, because you're not gonna be this young forever. You are not gonna be this young forever, honestly. So I'm learning to appreciate that more, and it's really influencing some of my decisions. I'm really learning to appreciate my age, my body, being young, being beautiful, that more. So you should appreciate that more. Honestly, guys, that's the list I managed to come up with. I didn't want to come with a list that it's not true. At the place that I am right now in life, those are the things that I'm currently appreciating more as I get older. And I know, and next year time like this, when I get older, because I'm going to turn a year older next year. So I think the list is going to expand. So yeah, next year I'll also come back and tell you guys things I've learned to appreciate as I get older. So yeah, it's gonna be like as a series, and even there's gonna be like as I get older. I know next year also, as I get older, the things I'm gonna be having to do less. So I'm gonna have to tell you guys, make a list on that. So yeah, for now these are the things. There are how many? Peace, health, family, my own money, freedom, genuine people, young, my journey, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. That's not bad. That's nice, actually. 8 things that I've come to appreciate more as I get older. And I hope you've learned something from this episode. I don't know if you feel, I feel like I've been low this episode. Sauti yangu inasumbua. But sauti yangu inasumbua, I don't know why. Like, my voice is kind of painful, and I don't know why. It's like croaky. I just say I've been drinking a lot of hot water because my voice is kind of croaky, but it's all fine. Hope you've learned something from this episode, and hope you make your list, things that you've learned to appreciate. By the way, are you guys journaling? I was reading my journal. When was it? Last weekend. Like, there were no lights. Electricity was out. So I had nothing to do. So I picked up my journal that I've been journaling this year, and just started reading from the first page. Yo, it's like you're reading the story of your life. It's like you're reading the story of your life, and then you feel so good, like the things you wrote and you wanted to do. I always have this thing that I have goals, like I set goals for per month. Like, this month I want to do this for myself. This month I want to buy this. This month I need to do this. So at the end of the month, I used to go. I go back to my journal, and then I tick the things I've not ticked. I've managed to do, and then the things I've not managed to do, I move it to the next month. So, last week I was going through my journal, and I was just seeing how, like, it's just my story, how my year has been, and wow, it's so nice. So guys, try journaling. In fact, I'm gonna even read it at the end of the year, the entire journal. It's so nice. It's like therapeutic. It's like, it's so, and half of the things you write on your journal, they come true. Journaling is like therapy, mindful therapy, if you ask me. That's how it works for me. Anyway, hope you've learned something about this episode. See you. See you when on Wednesday. Yeah. See you guys on Wednesday. Have a happy November. Happy new month. Go out and do those things that you wanted to do, because the year is coming to an end, sis. The year is coming to an end. And hey, after pesa ya Christmas, saying goes a Christmas, lazima tununue. So go out, go all out. You still have 2 months. You still have like a few, like how much? How many days? 60 days, something like 60 days to still go hard and do the things that you want to do. After pesa ya Christmas, I hate bigger share. Anyway, love you guys. Let me leave you now, and I'll see you on Wednesday, okay? Be safe. Adios.